Welcome back to the Finsiders here on a Thursday evening. Greg Likens here, pleased to be joined on the Metro PCS hotline by Nat Moore, Dolphins wide receiver, great. Of course, will be on the broadcast for the Dolphins preseason opener with Dick Stockton and Bob Greasy on CBS4. Nat, how you doing?
Fantastic, man. We're finally going to get some football here tonight.
Yes, it's going to be fun to finally see the team out on the field, but of course going against an opponent. And with that in mind, Nat, when you take a look at the first preseason game, before we talk about this game, let's go back to your playing days. What was the mindset entering preseason opener as a player?
Well, I think the first thing is to get the kinks out, to get the feel of hitting and getting hit, and basically just to get a meter mark as to where you're at physically, you know, mentally. Unlike what the team has went through here recently, where every year there's a new system. For instance, Bill Lazor with the new offense. You know, I played in the same system for 13 years. So it was more about mentally getting yourself prepared to play the game for the long grind and also physically. So tonight, you know, when you think about what the Miami Dolphins have at hand, the task at hand, it's to familiarize themselves with the new plays and get comfortable. You know, I don't care whether we win or lose. When you look at tomorrow night's game, it's more about guys going out there executing, starting to feel comfortable with what's being asked of them and getting to know each other out on the field in this new system.
Nat, how much of the first team offense and defense are you expecting to see over the course of the first preseason game?
You know, that's kind of hard to say. Normally it's one to two series, having a brand new offensive line, five new starters along the offensive line, having a quarterback that's working in a new system, I wouldn't be surprised to see them go a full quarter.
Yeah, Nat, and part of that new offensive line, of course, is the recently acquired Samson Satelli at center, a guy who's got roots here with the Dolphins after being a second-round pick in 2007. Is this the guy who's the answer for the absence of Mike Pouncey, at least in the short term, at this center position?
Well, when I look at Samson Satelli, he's a young man that had a lot of success here. If you remember, they came back his second year and went on and won the divisional title. So you know he's capable. He's bounced around. He played in Oakland for a while, played in Indy. So you know that he can play at this level. Now it's a matter of how much does he have left in the tank and how quickly he can fit into this new system. You know, he's a guy that if you're going to throw the ball, he's extremely athletic. You know, he's only a 300-pounder. But he has proven that he has the stuff to help teams win.
Nat Moore, former Dolphins wide receiver, of course, will be on the broadcast tomorrow night for the preseason opener on CBS4 with Dick Stockton and Bob Greasy as the Dolphins take on the Atlanta Falcons in the Georgia Dome. He's joining us on the Metro PCS hotline. All right, Nat, the wide receiver position, your specialty, with Mike Wallace, Brian Hartline, Brandon Gibson, they've been kind of taking it easy this week in practice. Not sure how much we'll see of them in the game. But outside of those three, which receivers are you most looking forward to watching in tomorrow night's game?
Well, I think we have quite a few guys that you could take a good look at because this is the strongest set of receiving core we've had in quite some time. So, of course, everybody is raving about Jarvis Landry, but Damian Williams is another guy that's been coming on and impressing the coaches. You look at Matt Hazel. You want to see what he has to offer. A guy that I really like and just watching him in practice doesn't have a lot of speed, but he does nothing but make plays. He somehow always gets open and catches the football is Kevin Coyne.
Yes, and all those guys certainly going to be competing at a very deep position, Nat. Great news the Dolphins received yesterday with Knowshon Moreno being activated off the physically unable to perform list. Not expected to play tomorrow night, but when he is healthy, what is he going to provide for this offense?
Well, he's a guy that catches the ball well coming out of the backfield. He runs in between the tackles, able to get his pads down. You know, he has proven that he can play and be an every-down back. So, you know, when you get a guy like that and you're able to match him with Lamar Miller and Daniel Thomas, you're talking about three backs that can make plays for you. But you need a leader. You need a guy that's had some success, a guy that's won. Well, you know, you look at Knowshon Moreno, you know, he won when he was at Georgia, but he also went to the Super Bowl last year with Denver. So he has a different pedigree than the guys that are trying to find their way there.
Now, when you look at the quarterback position, Ryan Tannehill, as you mentioned off the top, probably not expected to play very much, but in the short time that he is out on the field against an opponent that isn't his own defense. So what does he need to do for it to be a successful outing for him at the quarterback position?
Well, it's kind of simple. I mean, Bill Lazor talks all the time about getting the ball out, getting it out of your hand. And it's very difficult, and I have to say this, defending Ryan Tannehill, it's very difficult to get the ball out of your hand when you don't know what your receivers are going to do. So he's got to get on the same page with the receiver so he can anticipate the throw and throw it early, and that will help avoid some of those sacks. But, you know, it really still comes down, Greg, to the offensive line. You know, you're talking five guys. Friday night is about these five guys. You know, we'll all be looking at the football and watching the score and et cetera. But it's about how quick these five guys come together and can they get movement? Can we run the football? Can we take some pressure off the passing game? So, you know, I think this training camp is really about getting in the new system, but finding out who those five guys are that will make us a good football team along the offensive line.
Nat Moore, former Dolphins wide receiver, joining us on the Metro PCS hotline here on the Finsiders. And Nat, if we go to the defensive side of the ball, Deion Jordan, of course, will be suspended for the first four games of the regular season. However, he'll be playing this preseason. How do you see the coaching staff utilizing him, knowing that they want him to get prepared for his second season, but also knowing he won't be there for the first quarter of the season?
Well, that's a tricky one because you know you've got to get him ready because when you come back after the four-game suspension, you want him ready to play. You want to be able to plug and play. So you got to get him some work. But in the meantime, you've got to work these other guys. You got to try and get Derek Shelby some work. You know, everybody loves the Terrence Fede. I mean, so as you start to look at the tricky part is, do you get the work early where Deion Jordan is working with the starters, or do you get Deion Jordan more work at the end of the training camp when he's playing with guys that are probably going to be backup? So I think that's kind of tricky. The reality of it is, you know what kind of football player he is. The system has not changed. You know, that's the good part about the defense. There's some changes along the secondary, but it's the same defense. Everybody knows what each other's capabilities are, so it's not as tough for the defense as it is for the offense.
Well, Nat, always appreciate the time. Look forward to watching you, Bob, and Dick in the booth tomorrow night up in the Georgia Dome. Should be fun as the Dolphins open up a new season in this time in the preseason opener.
I appreciate it. Thank you, partner.
There he is, Nat Moore, former Dolphins great wide receiver, of course, will be on CBS4 not only tomorrow night but throughout the preseason, calling the games with Dick Stockton and Bob Greasy, joining us here on the Metro PCS Hotline. For unlimited access to all interviews on the Metro PCS Hotline, visit thefinsiders.com. Much more to come here in the 5 o'clock hour as we look ahead to that preseason opener for this Dolphins team. Also, Dolphins football is back. Celebrate the return of another exciting season, kicking off with the home opener against the New England Patriots on September 7th. Get your tickets at dolphins.com today. You're watching the Finsiders on Fox Sports Florida, listening on dolphins.com and the Finsiders Radio Network.